Today in our Graduation Day LA series, we meet a young man from Boyle Heights. He's struggling to graduate high school because of his involvement in gang life. Shaka Liu has the story.
Well, my name is Andrew Garcia. I'm 18 years old and I go to Roosevelt High School. Everyone around there is in the gang or is part of, you know?
When you're in school with gangsters, criminals and drug dealers or whatever, you know, like, you're gonna be involved eventually because you're going, you're living with them, you know, you see them every day out down the street or whatever.
Angel Garcia wants to graduate from high school in May, but because of his involvement with gangs, he keeps getting in trouble with the law. They arrested him for vandalism, gun possession, violating house arrest, and assaulting the police.
I got locked up for like 5 months and I was going to school, you know, it sucks because I was supposed to graduate last year, and I didn't because I was in jail.
A lot of Angel's friends have already dropped out of school.
Me? I didn't, because I made promises, like, to my mom and to my uncle that I just, you know, I at least want to, like, graduate high school.
As a mother, I am really worried because all the incidents that have been happening.
This is Angel's mother, Maria.
And it's not that he's looking for trouble. He's trying hard. I know he is.
For years, Angel fought with his father, and his mother was preoccupied with raising Angel's autistic brother. But about 3 years ago, Angel met a man who said he could help put him on a different path.
My name is Joseph Sanchez. I am the executive director of Operation Street Kids. What we do is we teach kids how to excel.
Sanchez knows that the pull of the street is strong, especially when tensions are high at home.
Once the kids feel let down by their parents, their heart's broken, they're going to go and listen to who? To their friends, and to the core of gang members. Hey, Holmes, my homie. What does that mean? My house and me and you live together in our hearts.
I've just been a friend. He's called me 3 times a week. We sit down and we communicate, and he begins to share his heart with me.
Sanchez has his own stories about gang life and trouble with the police.
They arrested me, put me in the car, and they took me to where the rival gang that I was deeply against, and just dropped me off there.
Yo, they still do that. Believe it or not, they still do that.
They just dropped me off.
At home, flowers and balloons fill the house, left over from Maria's birthday. In the dining room, Sanchez sits beside Angel as Maria brings out a stack of her son's writing awards.
This is the newspaper where they invite us. It was 16 students out of the whole school who were the best. I'm so proud of the work he has done. I tried to save everything for him. Kind of old style, but...
That's great.
And
this young man, with the proper resources, without even, without a doubt, man, could be a Harvard material, Yale material. You know, in reality, I mean, he can handle, you know, a university. There's no doubt about it.
Sanchez hopes that Angel's troubles won't keep him from graduating.
Graduating from high school for him is going to be a milestone of gratitude. I mean, he's really looking to that. And at the same time, he's really looking towards what happens after graduation.
One of my struggles is, well, catching up with credits, trying to get to school safe, and then trying to go home safe is, you know, it's like a mission.
Recently, Angel got picked up and brought into jail again. He's out now, but hasn't been to school for several weeks. Missing school, hassled by the police, in and out of jail. He's tired of this lifestyle, but he says he can't leave the gang, and even saying it could be fatal.
How are you gonna start fresh if this is all you know? If this is what you grew up with doing since a little kid, like, how are you gonna walk away from being a little knucklehead all your life and doing what you do, like, you know, unless I move to some other neighborhood, but even then, you know, like, I'm not gonna feel happy.
Angel is under police investigation for being involved with a gang. If convicted, he could face prison time. He's just trying to stay out of view of the police. For now, his dream of graduation is on hold again. Shaka Liu, Annenberg Radio News.